All right, moving to the last portion of Simen Reishin and Gimel. We're finishing off the last bit on Chazara, and then moving into all the dinim of the Chatchila. So let's keep in mind as we're going through the shir, is how we would like to be able to, if possible, be able to warm up food, take food out of our refrigerator, and warm that up on Shabbos morning. Okay, because up until this point, there seems to be no heter for such a thing to do, take food out of our refrigerator and put on something. There would be a problem of definitely mechzek and mevashel. We have to keep in mind also the problems of shemi yichata begucholim, all those problems that we've talked about in the recent shurim, and take those into consideration as we're trying to figure out these halachic problems. So, moving in with this in mind, we have to bring up the famous Shitas Haran that is brought down in Masechet Shabbos in the Dapi Arif on Yitzayin Amabez, Dibur Maschel Miu Birushalmi. The Ran brings out here from the Yerushalmi a tremendous chiddush in the sugya of Dinei Chazara. He says like this: Umiu Yerushalmi mashma de kol hani plugto leisnu elabishes salkan me'al gabi kira me'er Shabbos v'lo hichsirna ad shechashecha. He says the Ran b'shem of the Yerushalmi that the only time that Chazara would be an issue to take a pot off the fire and return that pot to the fire would be if you're taking the pot off the fire from Erev Shabbos. 10 minutes before Shabbos, 5 minutes before Shabbos, you took that pot off on Erev Shabbos, and now you would like to come and return that pot to the fire on Shabbos. Okay, so since you took it off on Erev Shabbos, and now you're putting on it for the first time on Shabbos, even so, you would need the Tanai Chazara to do this in that case. But that's the only case where Chazara will be relevant according to the Yerushalmi. The Ran goes on and he says, but if you would take it off on Shabbos, meaning you put your kugel, you put your soup on Erev Shabbos, and it stayed through Shkia on the fire, and now you want to remove your pot and return the pot to a fire, then we would say there is no problem of Chazara. You would not need the Tanaim of Chazara. You would not need the Tanaim of Chazara. It's not so pushy, but it might be that you would still need the Tanai of Gruf of Ketuma. There is an Aruch HaShulchan that's mashma that this could be, according to this Ran, you would not even need Garuf HaKatam. Others hold you would need Garuf HaKatam. But the Tanaim of Odu B'Yado, Das Lahachzer, for sure one could negate according to this Yerushalmi so long as that pot of food was on the fire as Shabbos came in. Only if you took that pot off before Shabbos and now you want to replace it on Shabbos, then there would be the problem of the Tanai Chazara. And not only is this Iran, but the Ramah himself brings this down in our Siman Reishin and Gimel, in this end of the Sif on Chazar Sif Beis. He says like this, Yesh Omrim, page 44, two lines from the bottom of the Ramah. Yesh Omrim, de kol shu samach lechashecha, o samach lebarchu, shu kabbalah shabbat idan, imu samach kol kach, nope, sorry, that's the Shita of Tosfos. It's a little bit before that. He says like this, still the same page, for the top line on page 44. Yeshomim, the kolza inu also rak kishenot lo mina kiru mivod yom, velo echziru ad shechashecha. Avo im lacho misham ishechashecha, afilu hinichu agabe karkamotar. V'cheinu agim lahakel b'tonorim shalano shiyesh lahem din kiru, v'somchin atzman al divra mekelim. So the Ran brings down this, the Ramah brings down the sheet of the Ran over here, that so long as you left your Kdera on the fire as Shabbos came in, then you would be allowed to do Chazara without the Tanai Chazara. Without the Tanai Chazara, he says that will be mutter, and not only that, the Ramah says, V'chein agin lahakel b'tonarim shulanu. He says the minig was to be mekel. V'somchen atzman al divri mekilin there, somech an the Ran. But then the Ramah does point out, he says, V'tov lahachmer. He does say that it would be a good thing, good idea, to be machmer, not to be solach on this Ran, but he says the minhag was to be like this Ran. He does add in important tanai. He does say, Miu, even it's stanin lekule alma osr. He does say, though, if the pat was mitstanin, The pot was mitzdanin, was mitzdanin. And we go according to what we discussed earlier on, what is the gather of mitzdanin, the gather of mitzdanin, then, if it was mitzdanin, then even according to the Ran, there will be no such heter. Okay? So that is one very important addendum to the sheet of the Ran, that if it's mitzdanin, for sure, it's not going to be good. Another important addendum is for sure, if it was not mevushal kol tzarko, for sure that tonight we cannot negate it all. For sure that tonight would be impossible to get rid of. And therefore, if it was not mevushal kol tzarko, for sure you would not be allowed to return to the fire. So if it's either nitzdan or it was not returned, or it was not mevushal kol tzarko, even according to the Ran, there would be no heter to return it to the fire. One other important thing, even in the Ran, this is only a heter. As we see from the Ran, is if the pot is on the fire, Shabbos comes in. Meaning you put the pot on the fire, on your blech, on Erev Shabbos, it's there warming up as Shabbos comes in. So according to the Ran, you went and served your chicken soup to the table on Friday night, then you'll be allowed to return that chicken soup to the fire and leave it on all night and serve it the next day. Even without Odu B'Yodu and Das L'Hachzer, even without those tonight, it would be permissible since it was on the fire, Shabbos came in. That would be the big heter of the Ran that the Ramah is bringing down over here. However, if the food was in your refrigerator, your potato kugel was in your refrigerator, Shabbos came in, and you would want to take that potato kugel and put it on the fire, that potato kugel was not on the fire, Shabbos came in. That would for sure not be a heter, even according to the Ran. So let's just sum up over here. What we have so far is the Ramah is bringing down this Shittas Ran. The Ramah brings on the Shittas Ran. He says the Minhag is to be makel for the Shittas Ran. However, the reason why many of us have never heard of this Kula of the Ran is because of the end of the Ramah. The Ramah told us, V'tov l'hachmer. The Mishnah Berurah explains, why is it Tov l'hachmer if the Ran brings it down and the Ramah says the Minhag is like this? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Samech Zayin, he says, Ki harbe poskim chokin al Ran. Because many of the Rishonim argue on this Ran. Okay, anyway, so therefore, many of the Rishonim argue in this Ran, and therefore the Ramah says it is best not to rely on this Ran l'chatchila. However, there seems to be such a minhag that did rely on the Ran. I'm not so sure the minhag nowadays is really to rely on this Ran, but definitely in the times of the Ramah, it sounds like the minhag was to rely on the Ran. But, as we said before, we're trying to think in our heads, is this a possibility of putting a potato kugel from the refrigerator, something a dover yavesh, onto a fire on Shabbos, or onto a cover, at least a covered fire on Shabbos? This would not be a heter according to the Ran, seemingly. Why not? Because number one, we said it's only a heter if the food was on the fire, Shabbos came in. And number two, as we have to remember, the Ramah also said, Miun imitstanin lukuli alma asr. And obviously something that's put in the refrigerator is mitstanin. But let's say now, the potato kugel was on the fire. You wanted that potato kugel also Friday night, therefore was on the plata, was on the blech, let's say, coming into Shabbos Friday night. And you served it Friday night, you didn't without tonight chazara. Would you be able, let's say, to put in your refrigerator, keep it in the refrigerator that night, and then to put it back on your blech on Shabbos morning, according to the Ran? So let's take a step back. So according to the Ran, it's on the fire when Shabbos came in, so according to the Ran, you have that heter. However, we still have the problem of the Ramah. It said, Miu, in instanin lekuli alme aser. And this was instanin. If you put it in a refrigerator, for sure that potato kugel is going to be instanin. However, just 1 minute. We have to remember back to last year and the Chazara and the Tanai Chazara. And we have to think back to the Tanai Chazara. That Tanai that we discussed of Mitzdanin Legamre, we have to remember there was a very important machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Gra. What was the reason for Mitzdanin Legamre? And according to the Shita of the Gra, as we remember, and that's the Shita that we really said, we really paskin like, the Chazon Ish went like that, the Be'er Halacha seemed to let go like that, it sounded like there was definitely a lot of room to be makel for that Shita of the Gra. The Gra told us, Mitzdanin Legamre was only a din by Davar Lach. By Davar Lach was Mitzdanin Legamre. Therefore, if Mitzdanin Legamre was only a din by Davar Lach, it could be that this Tanai over here also is only by Davar Lach. And therefore, if you're dealing with Davar Yavesh, it could be, even if it's Mitzdan Legamre, so long was his on above the fire on the Blech as Shabbos came in, so long as on the Blech when Shabbos came in, therefore, according to the Ran, would be mutter, possibly, to go ahead and put back, and put it back on your Blech to warm up on Shabbos, put it on your Plata on Shabbos to go ahead and warm up for Shabbos morning. And this, in essence, was the Shita, when Rav Korn told me that he heard this also from Rav Soloveitchik, this was the Shita of Rav Soloveitchik, to Mitztarif, sort of Mitztarif, this Shita Saran, with the Shita Zagra, by Tnai Chazara, one would be have a heter for any food, once again, it had to be on the fire as Shabbos came in, any food that was on the fire as Shabbos came in, you would not require the Tnaim of Odu B'Yodah V'Das Lahach, so therefore you would be able to take it off. L'chor, you could even put it into your refrigerator the next morning, you would be able to reheat it up, so long as you're dealing with a Davar Yavish. And therefore we don't care about the Tnai of Mitzdanim L'Gamri according to the Gra. Now this is a huge Kula, I mean, similarly, it's, that definitely has much halachic basis. But however, most of the world is not knowing like this. Number one, we have this Mishnah Berurah and the Ramah telling us not to really be somech on this. He says that Tov Lahachmer, the Ramah says, and the Mishnah Berurah says further, Ki Hari Posim Cholkin Aran. We have to realize the Ran is really a Das Yochid in this matter. And therefore, to go ahead and rely on the Ran to rely on this, and also add on the Kula of the Gra, when the Magen Avraham argued with him, we had the Ritva, who seemed to argue on this, that this that would not be the best idea to go ahead and have such a great Kula. Obviously, those Talmidim of Rav Soloveitchik, the ones who follow in his footsteps for sure, could have what to be Somechan. But just to pull in this Kula for ourselves, if we do not normally go like the Allah rulings of Rav Soloveitchik, it wouldn't seem to be a big Kula to go ahead and choose this one. Because it seems to be most poskim do not go like this, and therefore it's not so pasha to go ahead and warm up our kugel in this manner. But just one thing is, or a couple things is, this Ran does have some other important halachic significance for us. Number one, we have to realize this is the Shita of the Ran. This is one of the Gedolei Rishonim. It's brought down the Ramah, and he says the minhag was like this. And therefore, the Sfarim Bigdana Brasad in the Shabbos kitchen, I heard it also from Rav Berkowitz, that in cases of necessity, let's say by parents who maybe are not so makbid on Tanai Chazara, on Friday night, remember, we're dealing with food that was on the fire as Shabbos came in, if food is on the fire as Shabbos came in, and people are not necessarily so makbid on the Tanai Chazara in a case which we talked about in last year, which would maybe not be allowed to return to the flame. We're not be allowed to return to the blech. Even b'di'evid over here, in a case where it was dealing with Friday night, and it was on the blech as Shabbos came in. One could have an extra kula over here, the ran to rely on to return food to the flame. Obviously not an open flame, but to return food to the blech on. After it was pulled off, even without Tanai Chazar, because you could rely on the sheet of the Ran over here, Le'inyan Bidiyevit. Another place where we see this, that Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach uses this Ran Lekula, is in a very important Shiloh, a very famous Shiloh. What happens Friday night? Friday night you have, we all know, you put your cholent there cooking all night long on the blech, or on the plata, let's say, either one, let's say the blech for now, alongside the chicken soup. You have the chicken soup warming up to serve Friday night, and you have the cholent that's sitting there all night long cooking for till the next day. Let's say they're both mevushal katzacha, both the chicken soup and the cholent. Friday night, the wife comes in the kitchen to go ahead and serve the chicken soup. She goes ahead and takes the pot off the plata with not any das lahas, so she's not planning on returning the chicken soup to the blech at all. She's going to serve it. She takes the pot off, puts it on her countertop, pulls up the pot to serve it, and oops, she realizes she took off the pot of cholent and not the pot of chicken soup. So over here, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach brought down in the Tikkunim Uluim, the new edition of the Shmir Shabbos will be inside there in the edition itself, but it was in Chelek Gimel, Tikkunim Uluim, Perek Aleph Si'if Kof. He says over here, one would be mutter to put that cholent back on the blech, so long, obviously, it's mevushal kol tzarko. If not mevushal kol tzarko, you get into bishul problems. But if it's mevushal kol tzarko, one would be allowed to return this. It's called hachazar betos. If someone took off a pot betos, he could rely on
the sheet of the Ran, Rosh Hashanah Zamanara uses the sheet of the Ran as one of the Tziruf and the Hakal over here to put that cholent back onto the blech and then go ahead and take the chicken soup off and serve the chicken soup to her guests. So that is the shita of the Ran, a very important shita in the halachas of Chazara, brought down over here in the Ramah, and all the nafkminas that come out with it. But we were standing, if one is not really a Talmud of Rusalovichik, one is obviously maybe a Talmud of Chazara, would not necessarily go by his direct halachic psakim that say they are more Talmidim of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, they get the psakim from Talmidim of Rav Moshe, whatever it is, maybe, let's say that person does not want to rely on this tziruf of the Ran and the Gra in order to matter him to way to put his kugel on the plat. Is there any other way that we could get to this? So, the remainder of Siman Reishin and Gimel, really, without Siv Dalad, which we mentioned quickly, Siv Dalad in the last year also, Siv Gimel and Siv Hey present us a stira within the Mechaber. How so? So let's start with Siv Hey, and then we'll move right backwards. And Siv Hey, it brings down the Shita of the Ran, the Shem, the Rashba. It says over here in Siv Hey, Rishon and Gimel Siv Hey, Mutar Latet Al Pi Kederet Chamin. B'Shabbos Tavshel Shnisbashel Meir Shabbos Kol Tzorcho Kigom Pandish Ukoyotziben Lechamiman Lefi She'ein Derech Bishol B'Kach. Okay, what it's saying over here? This is the famous heter of Hefsek Kedera. If you have a pot of food cooking, you have your pot of chol cooking, even over a fire on Shabbos. It says over here you're allowed to take cold food that is cooked, Mavushel Kol Tzorcho, and warm it up by placing it on top of the chol pot. The heter of Hefsek Kedera. Okay, so we see over here, L'chora, a very good way of warming up cold food from your refrigerator on Shabbos. If you're dealing with something that is Mavushel Kol Tzorcho, and it is a Dover Yavish, not a Dover Lach, then there will be no problems of Bishul, just problems of Mechsek and Mevashel over here. There will be no problems, says the Mechaber, passing the Mechaber over here in Reishon and Gimel Sif Hey. You could put it on top of the pot that is cooking on top of the fire. Why is this? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Pei Zayin, She'ein Derech Bishul B'Kach. The Mechaber says She'ein Derech Bishul B'Kach. Well, who cares about She'ein Derech Bishul B'Kach? So they wrote to Lomar, the after Kaimelan She'asa Litain L'Chatchila B'Shabbos Al-Kir. Even though we hold you're not allowed to do a Nesina L'Chatchila on Shabbos to an oven, I feel Nispashel Kol Tzorcho Hu Dover Cham, even though it's Mivushel Kol Tzorcho, and it is a Dover Cham. The reason being is because it is mechsek kimavashal, the derech bishul b'kach. Aval hocha ein derech bishul b'kach al yidei hesek kedera ve'ein nera kimavashal. The Mishnah Berurah says, since it is not the derech for people to cook things on top of another pot that is sitting on top of a fire, it is not a problem of nera kimavashal. We've now gotten rid of the problem of nera kimavashal over here. Therefore, one could warm up food like this on Shabbos. That is the reason of the Mishnah Berurah brought down Mishnah Berurah Pei Zayin. The Chazon Ish gives a different reason. The Chazon Ish brought down in Siman Lamed Zayin, Ot Tes, Dibur Omasel Hiksha, brings down, I'll read his Lashon inside. It's a little bit difficult to understand exactly what he means by this, exactly what the Svar is, but I'll read his Lashon. It says, in the end of Dibur Omasel Hiksha, it says, Aval Be'emes, Kol she'atachtona maleya hi, so long as the bottom pot is full, bolas chom hakira, that absorbs the chom from the fire of the oven, ve'ein chom olal elyona, the chom of the oven does not go penetrate all the way up top to the pot on top of this full pot, ela michom hakadera, rather the top pot gets his heat from the pot that's on underneath it. Therefore, the Chazon Ish says, since it's getting its chom from the kedera and not the fire, then it is a heter of kedera ikonis. It doesn't say it because it's not now mechsik mevashel. It says over here, it sounds like the problem is when you're getting your chom from the fire down below. But over here, the kedera malaya is getting the koach from the fire down below, and therefore, like, sort of like as a cliche, it is cooking as a mediator to the pot on top of it, and therefore he says that is the heter for using a hefsek kedera. Okay. So Pashat, as we said before, this is only talking about by Dover Yavash, you have this heter, not by Dover Lach. The Mishnah Berurah says that Beferish in Sif Katan Pevav. In the fourth line, Al Shulchan Aruch San Lakam and Sim Shidach Sif Dalad Kedasa Rosh Hasover, the Dover Sheshbo Ramarok, and you need Stan and Yeshbo Akarak Old Mishum Bishel. And therefore, we have a Hachabit Pandish, to make Al Shulchan Aruch Kam and Afili Ayat Saletis Bo, Mishum the Dover Shein Bo Rota. We're talking about over here something that does not have sauce or something that was discussed in the Hilchos Dover Lach, something has only a tiny bit of sauce surrounding it, not excess sauce, then you can use a Hesek Kedera. But other than that, one is not allowed to use a Hesek Kedera. Okay, now, the problem, as we mentioned before, that there is a stira in the Shulchan Aruch is because in Siv Gimel, it seems not like this. In Siv Gimel, if we read the Mechaber inside, it says like this. The case over here is someone wakes up in the morning, he sees that his dish is starting to burn, and he doesn't want it to burn further. He doesn't want his food to burn further. So what does it say? He's allowed to remember, this food was sitting on top of an open fire. It was cooking all night long. He wakes up in the morning, he smells a little burnt. He doesn't want it to burn further. So what does he say? What's the Eitzah? He says, Yachol lahasir, he can remove this pot from the fire. Ulaniach kedera yishanere kanit. You could put down a kedera yishanere kanit. You could put down an old pat over this fire. Al pi akiro. We'll get to soon see why this is dafka a kedera yishanere kanit. You could put it on top of the kiro. The az yisim ha kedera shatasha betocho al gabe ha kedera kanit. And then, after putting this empty pot onto the fire, which will be the hefsek between the fire and this pot, then you can put the pot on or inside this kedera to put there, so therefore the pot, now that's sitting on this empty pot, will not come to burn anymore. Okay, that's what he says. But then the Mechaber adds in a couple of very important words. Is the Zayir shelo yasim kederato al gabe karka. You should be careful not to put the kedera onto the floor. U sheteya rotsachas. Not to put the kedera on the floor. Why can't you put the kedera on the floor? So this is obviously going back to Tanai Chazar that we mentioned before. Since he is putting this pot on the floor, he would no longer be able to return the pot to the fire. It would be a problem of Tanai Chazar. But the problem over here is, he's putting about on the hefsek kedera. He's putting down a pot that's going to be mafsik in between the flame and the pot of food. And in Cain we saw in Sifhei that one is allowed to do that. Once he has a pot separating between the fire and the pot that he's going to put on, there is no problem of Tanai Chazara. And he could even take out his refrigerator and put it there. Why over here does he have to be makbid on Tanai Chazara if he has a hefsek kedera? This is not my kasha, this is the kasha of the Bir Alocha and Dibur Masel, V'Yizayr Shalo Yasin. Fourth line in, he says like this, third line in. Iluchora Soser Machaber Zatzmo. Dilakaman Besif Hei Hetik Ladina Dibur Arashu Shuva Besi Yosef Beshemar An Berkiro, Shekata Bishmo Sham de Mutali Tain Lachat Chilu Beshabes, Daf Shakadera Tachdona Omedes Ala Eish. Kaven Shim Afseke Sumamidek Dira Ein Derech Bishol Vakach. Vadiva mikira grufa v'ktuma. This is better than a kira grufa v'ktuma by putting a hefsek kedera. V'havi kamali negeda medura. It's just like putting something next to the fire. And putting next to the fire, there's no problem of tnai chazara. T'mut ha'ab b'shabes imen v'vushet kol tzarko. So therefore we have a stira b'nei bay in the machaber between Sif Gimel and Sifei. So we're going to offer up the two terutzim over here that are brought down in this machaber. One terutz is brought, he says, Matzati bedogel mirvovo. Shinit chak paze. The kotad asher mechaber samach atzal svaras aran the kevin shain pandish darko lafoso al gabi kira yesh la hakel paze. He says he wants him a chalik between which types of food you're using this hafsik there for. He says by pandish. By pandish is a food that you don't normally cook on top of another pot, and therefore it would be mutter to put onto any type of pot on Shabbos to warm up. But other foods that might be more of a darko bakach to do this would be awesome. The question is, what is really darko bekach duet? And therefore, the Bir Alocha said, shenitchak bezeh. He doesn't really like the teretz of this Dagal Mavava, and therefore we do not accept this Dagal Mavava lihalocha. Rather, the Bir Alocha seems to go with, and all the posts go with, the second teretz brought down b'shem the Prima God. The Prima God is a very simple teretz, and it answers the kasha b'tuv tam. The Prima Godim says like this. There's a chiluk between Sif Hei, which is talking about a pot of food that's filled with food, and therefore the pot is full of food, and therefore to put on top of this pot of food is mavish not mechzik and mavashu, who cooks on top of a pot of food. Masha'enkein over here in Sif Gimel, we are dealing with a clay reconis. You're dealing with a clay reconis, you're dealing with a vessel that is completely empty. That vessel, his sole purpose is right now to be something that is going to make the fire garafakatam. All it does is make it garafakatam, and therefore now you can be maxi your pot on top of it. But it does not serve as something that's going to take away from the Mexican vashel, because remember, this is the makor where you saw that you could use a blech in the first place. This is that Hagos Mordechai that says a pot serves as something that is garafakatam. That's what you're doing over here. You're making the fire garafakatam, you're making it so your pot will not also not burn, and therefore over here, it is still sort of mechzik and mevashel, and therefore there's a very simple chiluk between clay reikonis, an empty pot, which is still going to be mechzik and mevashel, since its all only purpose is to be a garafakatam, as opposed to a full pot of food. A full pot of food cooking over the fire is mamish, so a new entity, and therefore it is considered not to be mechzik and mevashel. Let's see that inside. The mechaber brings the Bir Alocha brings down at the end. About six lines from the bottom of the page. Achar kach matzati per megadim sheyishav zu v'kushia b'tuv tam. V'hu, de besif hei shiari omedes al gabi k'teres chamin. O tashel, lo nashav klal ka'omid al gabi kiro. Ulochi mutter af li tein l'chatchilu b'shavis. You could do the seal l'chatchilu on top of a pot that's full of food, because not mechzik and mevashel at all. All its job is to prevent the heat of the chum akira. So therefore, that's the chilik that we have working with us, and this is how the poskim pasim and Shira Shabbos Kilchosa and Ramosha goes with this also. All the poskim go with this chilik that between clay reikonis and a clay that is full. But what comes out from here is that the first time we're going to see that one would be of a heter to put directly on Shabbos, to take food out of the refrigerator, take their kugel, anything davar yavish out of the fridge on Shabbos to warm it up on Shabbos. Over here, something that is mevushal called tzarko, is to put onto a kli that is mali ochel, to put on your chuln that's cooking on Shabbos, to put on top of it to warm it up. That is not a problem of mechzik and mevashel, and therefore that would be mutter to do on Shabbos. Okay, but we see from here though, to put onto a empty pot would not be mutter to do on Shabbos to warm it up like that. But brings us to the next shaila. What about a kedera rikonis that's flipped over on top of a blech? We know a blech, where all the posim except for Ravadi Yosef holds that even a blech you could even put directly from your refrigerator onto a blech on Shabbos, because he holds that's not a problem. Mechzik and Vashel says that's not ain't derech bishul b'kach. However, Rov posim argue with the Ravadi and hold that a blech is mechzik and Vashel still, and he would not be allowed to warm up food nesina l'chatchil like that on Shabbos. But what about on top of your blech flipping over an empty pot and doing like that? Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Perak Aleph Ha'ara Kuf Yud Beis, also brought down in Tikkunim Meluim Perak in the same place, Perak Aleph Ha'ara Kuf Yud Beis. He says this is mutter. He says since the whole problem of Kedei Reikonis we saw from the Pri Megadim was that the sole purpose of the Kedei Reikonis was to serve as your blech, to make it Garof V'Katam. Since over here the blech is already garfakat, the blech already creates the ish to be garfakatim, the blech is serving it to be garfakatim. Therefore, when you flip over the kedera ikanis, that is serving the purpose of making it not mechzik and mevashal. Meaning, even though a blech alone is no good, and a kedera ikanis is no good, Rosh Shlomo Zalman holds 1 plus 2 equals a heter, kedera ikanis plus a blech would be not mechzik and mevashal, and would be mutter to warm up your food lechatchila do nesina lechatchila on a davar yavish that's mevushal kol tzarcho on Shabbos. That is the opinion of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach. According to Rosh Shlomo, what? Well, we'll get to Plata soon. We'll get to Plata soon. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orach is matter like this, and not only by a big pot, he is matter even by a plate. Anything you're going to flip over, anything that's going to raise up the surface a little bit, that's going to make it as a hacker that it's not going to be a Mexican mevashel. You flip over a plate, you put down a trivet that will raise it up, you put down a cookie tin and flip that over, all those would be good to create it that's going to lift it up. A chad pami pan, pot, any of those things would make it not as not Mexican mevashel anymore. To put it on top of the blech would be mutter to do. No, top of a can is not good enough. Something that's going to be laid flat, a piece of aluminum foil will not be good enough either. Something that is nicker that's going to raise it up a little bit from the surface area. Just a little bit would be good enough. However, according to the Chazon Ish's explanation of the sugi that we mentioned before, the Kedera Agabi Kedera would not be allowed to have this heter of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orach. He held this whole heter was only that a Kedera Malaya was Balea this chom, which transferred the chom to this other thing, which is not the case, it sounds like, from the Chazon Ish. When it's not a Kedera Malaya, automatically when you have a Kedera Ikanis, there's no such heter involved, whether you put six Kedera Ikanis on top of each other, as long as it's not a Kedera Malaya that's mafsik between the fire and the pot of food that you're putting right now, then you would not have any such heter. And this is also the sheet that Rav Yashiv held, that 1 plus 2 does not equal a heter over here. Flipping over a pot would not help in this such a case. But many people, the Olam, are somech on Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach. One can rely on Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach to heat up food lechatchila on Shabbos, like mentioned before, a flipped over pot on top of the blech. That brings us to really, before we get to the final statuses of all the modern day technological advances and whether these are heterim also in Marlach to warm up food, let's just take 1 minute to discuss the issue of using metal pots in general on putting over a fire on Shabbos. Because the Chazon Ish we know is Machmer. The Chazon Ish based on a Rambam. The Rambam, and to mention this because it's really brought down based on over here in Sif Gimel, over here in Reish Nun Gimel. The Rambam over here in Perek Tes, Halacha Halacha Vav, Perek Tes, Halacha Shabbos, Halacha Vav, says like this, Hamatich Echad Mimene Matros, Koshu, if you heat up one of the metals, Koshu, even a little bit, even a little bit of metal you make until it turns into gacheles, burning hot coal. Harei zeh toldas mevashel. You get it to be burning hot. That is a tolda of mevashel. So if you get a metal burning hot on Shabbos to the point it's kigacheles, the Rambam paskins, then you are over the issa daraisa, a tolda of bishul on Shabbos. So therefore, says the Chazon Ish. Says the Chazon Ish in a couple different places over here in the Sefer Neidah. I'll read you one of them brought down in Siman Lamed Zayin, the end of the first paragraph of Os Yud Aleph. He says, V'ner davka keder shalcheres yishana mutalitain. Aval shal mateches kshirei konis. What we're talking about over here in Reish Nun Gimel Gimel, of flipping over this pot from the ghost Mordechai, he says, that was davka kli cheres. Avot to put a kli mateches. That's Reikonis, Yesh Lochush Lebishel. You have to be careful that there might be Bishel. Could the Isa Biram Perg Tess, Halacha Vav, Demachamis of Matros Ashnazakichas, Harebizem Vashel. Va'afi medaim lo nasa gechalas nira de osir. He holds even if it has not reached the point of gechalas, it is still it's still considered osir. He explains in a different place why would it still be osir? Because he holds it even though it's not bishul and to the point where it's completely bishul. Nevertheless, it's chatzi shir shul bishul. Even though it has not reached the full level of bishul, just like cooking a pot of food to its fullest extent is the highest level of bishul, but if he's just got it to a certain point of yatza letizbo or to mitzdamek to machal ben Josiah, he's also over this bishul. Every point is getting to a different point of chatzi shir shul bishul. So too by mateches, if you get it to be over yatza letizbo, he held the chaznish that would be an issa deraisa. As opposed to, and therefore many nafkuminos would come out of that chaznish, you wouldn't be able, even though he didn't hold the blech in the first place, but to put a blech over the fire on Shabbos, to put anything on Erev Shabbos, it would be mutter. To put a pot of metal pot before Shabbos would be mutter. To put the blech before Shabbos would be mutter. But to put a blech down on Shabbos, according to the chaznish, would be a chashash isur d'oraisa. And furthermore, to put your metal pot, any metal pot on over a fire on Shabbos, on top of a blech, and that behapli and Shabbos could be a chashash isur d'oraisa, according to the chaznish. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Moshe Feinstein argue with this chaznish. Rav Shlomo Zalman is found in Perek Aleph of Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in Ha'ara Samach. In Ha'ara Samach, he has a lengthy discussion over here, and he explains that that which the chaznish says there's a chatzi shir of Bishul Bametechas, he says that is simply not true. He says, "V'hu masik the kol zman shelo nasis gacheles lav klum avid." So long as it's not to get to be red, burning hot, lav klum avid, you have not done anything. V'kemen shigamein mechavin lekach mutter. Okay, and therefore mutter. He says, "Even afili yasa gacheles. Even if your pot got to this gacheles point, it for sure be usher. But tzareu mekalkel bezat the pach. You're going to be ruining your kli. You wouldn't want such a thing." And therefore, he says this is mutter. He says, "V'gam shemati v'rshom azaman orbach diavi choshiv chatzi shir hayatzarach lios aser lahachzer kedero filik sheish borota v'min hayatzlesbo." You would not be able to do anything on Shabbos. You would never even be allowed to do chazara to a pot. And therefore, Rshom azaman orbach, and over here, disregards the chaznish. He says that the chaznish was wrong over here, and he felt that there is no problem of putting metal over a plata on Shabbos, on a blech on Shabbos. To put down the blech on Shabbos would not be a problem on Shabbos. These are not a problem of chatzi shir shel bishul. If as long as not gotten to that point that the Rambam mentioned of ki gacheles, you have not done anything. So long as under that point, you have not a problem, which is kimat most of the cases by putting down a pot on Shabbos. If you're putting down a pot over an open flame, which in most cases is going to be usher anyways, but to do that would be major problems on Shabbos. Fine. That is mentioning the metal on Shabbos. You could put, let's say, someone forget to put the blech on Shabbos. He forgot to put the blech on before Shabbos. He would be able to put his blech on over the fire of Shabbos to do Grufa Ketuma on Shabbos. That would not be a problem. It would, if it's going to get to the point of kigachel, it's going to be red hot kigachelis, then you're in a chanami, then it would be problematic. But most cases, the fire is not going to be so high that it's going to get to that point. If it would get to the point, maybe it would be a problem. Fine. Moving back to the discussion we're having about Nesina Lechatchila, we've already discussed to put onto a Hefsek Kederu's mutter. We've seen the heter of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in regards to flipping over a pot onto a blech would also be a heter. What about a plata? What is the din of plata chashmalit in terms of heating up food on Shabbos? Can you take out a kugel? Can you take out dry food from a bushel called tzarchol and put it directly on a plata on Shabbos? Is it better to blech or not? So over here, even though, as we mentioned before, Rav Avadya Yosef in Reish Nun Gimel Sikha Tet holds that even a blech is mutter. He holds that's not machzik mevashel. He's mentioned that everyone else argues on Rav Avadya and holds that would not be a permissible way of warming up food. But when it comes to plata, there's a very important tshuva from the Igros Moshe. The Igros Moshe brought down in that same chelek dalad, ayin dalad, os lamehei from those tshuvas from Rav Eider, brings down the following lashon. Listen carefully. In Lamed Hei, Oth Lamed Hei says the following. The question was, "Hay mutter lechamin kederish nisbashal v'chamot ktzad al gavim machshim shenol lechimim v'lo lebishal." He says like this: Tshuva al plata chashmalit im e efshar lisbashal sham as mutter lehamid kedera chama im ein sham elamida achas lachom v'im yesh shtei midos asr. So one thing he says over here is machalik between a plata that has a button to a knob to make it higher or lower. For sure, if it has a knob to turn higher or lower, then for sure it'll be usher to put food directly on that and house. It would probably need to be garuf vikot. However, our platas that only have one darga, you just plug it in, sounds possibly from a Moshe. He says, "Im iyashvar li shbashol sham as mutar lahamik kederah chama im ein sham elamida achas." There are those who are medayik from the Moshe over here that it would be mutter to put on. Why? Since a plata is not made to cook, rather it is made to warm food. And this is how the Shabbos Kitchen brought down Rav Moshe in page 43 in his first edition of the Shabbos Kitchen. He brought down Rav Moshe Lakula, and this is also the way Rav Willig also heard from Rav Eider himself, that Rav Moshe was makel on a plata, because he held the platas were not made to cook at all. Later on, the different diyukim from that same Rav Moshe, that people wanted to claim, that's only by saying that it's e-eshtarli special, but by a plata which you could, lechora, can cook possibly on such a thing, under the thing, therefore some want to say even Rav Moshe held that a plata would not be good enough to go ahead and warm up food, lichatchila, do a nesina lichatchila on top of a plata. And the Shabbos Kitchen itself in the second edition was chozerbo. He does not bring this heter to put directly onto a plata. L'chor, it is a machlokas nowadays amongst the Talmidim of Moshe, how Rav Moshe held in terms of a plata. There are those who felt very strongly that Rav Moshe held that a plata you could put directly on, and those who feel that Rav Moshe held that you cannot put directly on, only with maybe a hefsekadera separating it also. Well, we're going to leave it at that, like that. By Rav Moshe, I cannot be machria how Rav Moshe really held. Unfortunately, we cannot ask him anymore. But that is the stira within different opinions in how Rav Moshe held himself. Rav Berkowitz, not trying to answer up the stira of Moshe, but he wanted to claim that there are two different types of platas. One that is a very, very hot plata, more like he said, like the ones in Eretz Yisrael, versus other ones that did not get to such a strong heat. So he wanted mechalik between those two types, the ones that are not so strong heat that you can put directly on possibly, and the ones that get very, very hot, which would be utzer to put on. And maybe that could be maybe the answer of the steer and Ramosha, possibly one could do, but we're going to leave that there in terms of the Shita of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Look in the first edition of Shabbos Kitchen, page 43, over there. He does bring down the Heter B'Shem Rav Moshe, and Rav Willig also says he discussed this issue with Rav Eider himself, and Rav Eider told him that he heard from his Rebbe Rav Moshe that one could be makel by putting down. So therefore, both Rav Adi Yosef, who held a blech, and Kal Vachomer, he holds by a plata. He for sure holds like a plata we discussed earlier on in different Shurim, for sure, that Rav Adi holds that platas are even much better, that one could put directly on a plata, according to Rav Adi, and according to these opinions and Rav Moshe, other people also held like this. Rav Pinchas Scheinberg also, I believe, held like this also, that platas are no problem of Mechsikim Vashkel. The reason being is, the whole issue we're dealing with over here, as we said before, by Nesin Lechatchila, is really a Mechsikim Vashkel problem. And if people don't cook on a plata, therefore, Lechora, there's not a Mechsikim Vashkel problem. However, in Shmira Shabbos Kilchasa, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Kafhei is Machmer. Halacha Kafhei in Perek Aleph says the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Aval Ein Litin Aleha Lechatchila B'Shabbos Kedera Sheyesh Batavshil Afilu Hu Mevushel Kol Tzorcho. Even if Mevushel Kol Tzorcho, one should not do a Nesina Lechatchila on Shabbos. Okay? Therefore, he says not to do it. Reason being that there are those who do cook on their plata chashmalit. I know people who also cook on their plata chashmalit. They put their cholent only not fully cooked on the plata before Shabbos, and it cooks throughout Shabbos till the next morning. It does cook even longer on there. So therefore, there, since there are people who do cook on it, and they did experience, you could easily cook an egg, and you could do other things on a plata. Therefore, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach was machmer in this matter, and therefore he held not to put directly from your refrigerator and do a nesina lechatchila on top of a plata. However, be'emes, if you look closely in the Lashon HaShul, in the Shmir Shabbos, and you look in Chela Gimel, in the Tikkun HaMiluim, or in the new edition, it's right inside there, in Chela Gimel, Ha'ara Ayin Aleph, this is only a Chumrah Ba'alma Rosh Shlomo Zalman held. Rosh Shlomo held, this is Mitzad Chumrah. He himself was Mesupak Bedavar, he was not sure, and therefore he holds its Tov Lahachmer. He holds its Tov Lahachmer with this, and also I heard Rav Thaler heard from Rav Meir Simcha Orbach himself, that even Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach held that those who are makel to put directly on a plata on Shabbos, yesh lehem al milismoch, and it's a chumrah ba'alma that Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach held to put it on. He held that one should hold abide by this chumrah, but one is not mechuyev to hold by this chumrah because there is a major tzad on the other side to be makel. And therefore, so l'chatchila we're going to say that it's tov lahachmer not to put directly the kugel onto your plata on Shabbos morning. However, obviously, pashut, if Rosh Shlomo Zalman mattered by the blech to turn over a pot or turn over a plate and put directly onto that on Shabbos, for sure by a plata, that will be no problem whatsoever. And therefore, just put down some type of thin hefsik between the plata, not aluminum foil, but other something that raises up just a little bit to warm up your food. Then you can put directly on, and don't worry. Those platas in Eretz Yisrael are very, very hot. Your kugel will get extremely hot, even with some type of hefsik there. Flip over the cookie tray, flip over a small little pan, and then you could warm up food just like that. And therefore, that's another way that we could get to warming up food lechatchila on Shabbos morning. Rav Nevinsol has a very important kula over here that even takes us one step further. In Tziv Beis, Dibur HaMaschil Mutter. Siv Beis Dibur HaMaschil Mutter. No, it's not over there. That's not where it's found. But he did tell me this also, Baal Peh. I can't find it right now. But he told me this Baal Peh also. That if, let's say, you have it on the Shabbos timer, you have your plot on the Shabbos timer, and the Shabbos timer is off right now. If the Shabbos timer is off right now, even though an hour later it's going to turn back on, a half hour later it's going to turn back on, you could lechatchila put it directly on your platter till right now when the Shabbos timer is off. That is definitely not necessarily conventional, even though, since it's off right now, and even though it's going to turn back on later on, that would be mutter to do. So that's a way, even according to Shlomo Zalman Orbach, one would be allowed to put directly on a platter while the Shabbos timer is off. Okay, that is platas. What about a warming drawer? So, a warming drawer, on one side, we could say a very strong reasoning that even maybe Rosh Shlomo Zalman, if he was around today, would say that a warming drawer is not at all mechzei kimavashel. It's one step better than a plata. Plata gets very, very hot, as I understand. Once again, I've only seen these things once or twice in my life, but what I understand, the metzias, a warming drawer can get very hot, but most times, it's, as we tell by the name, a warming drawer, it is only used to warm up food on Shabbos. That is its sole purpose, and that's what people do. And therefore, there is a strong reason to say that possibly this is no problem of mechzei kemevashel. But I hate to break the news, though, there's a separate problem with the warming drawer. The separate problem with the warming drawer is that it has knobs. And once it has knobs, we have the problem of shemi chata begecholim. And therefore, to put directly over this fire, even on Erev Shabbos, is going to be usher. And therefore, to put it on Shabbos itself is for sure going to be usher to do on Shabbos. If you find a way to cover all the heat sources on the bottom and on the sides, then there's what to talk about. If you could put that heavy-duty aluminum foil and cover all the heat sources, or get some type of hefsik that will be some type of thing that will be like a serve as like a blech to cover up the heat sources in that warming drawer, then there's what to talk about, and maybe you could taina that one could do a nesina lechatchila there, since it only does a warming and not anything vitre. That is possible when you're dealing with a warming drawer. In terms of crockpots, there's not really much to talk about. Crockpots are going to be a problem of mechzik mevashel. They're a problem of shemi chata v'cholim. And even if you lined it with a heavy-duty aluminum foil, like we discussed earlier on, that might be a problem of Shem Yichad B'Cholim, but to put directly into the crockpot on Shabbos would be major problems of Mechzik Mevashel, and therefore that would be Aser to do. Only Mutter to do a Chazara, if you have the thing with heavy duty aluminum foil, therefore you could do with the correct Naim Chazara, you could do Chazara to it, but to do an Asin L'Chatchilo would be Aser into a crockpot on Shabbos near Lekuli Yam. Came around a producer and he produced something called the Unblech or the Kedera Blech, which is made to be get rid of the problem of Mechzik and Mevashel to allow one to warm up food on Shabbos. How did he do this? He said very simply. He made basically two sheets of metal, and in between the two sheets of metal, he left a big area. And in that big area was made to fill it up with water. You filled up the middle area with water, and between these two sheets of metal, you placed and you closed up the two sheets of metal, and you put it over the fire. And basically, it served as a blech, but it was a very thick blech with water in between. And the svar of the producer was that since over here you have water there, it's like a kadera. It's like you have a pot of food over here, and that is cooking over there, and therefore, just like you could put directly on top of a pot of food, you'd be able to put directly on top of this Kedera Blech on Shabbos. That is what the producer wanted to do, and it could be that there is a posik out there who matter it. However, as we could very much understand why, Pida Mishnah Berurah that we mentioned before, that the whole reason why over there that it was mutter was because it's not Mechzik and Mevashel. Because if you put it on top of a pot of cholent, it's mamish not nechzik and mevashel. But over here, where it looks just like a regular blech, maybe a little bit thicker than a regular blech, over there you can't even tell if the water is in between over there. Therefore, there's a very strong possibility that this would not get rid of the problem of nechzik and mevashel. And therefore, I know Rav Willig was machler in the Am Mordechai, he's machler on this Kneir Blech in Lamentas Melachos on page 6624. He also brings down poskim that are machler on this unblech. Therefore, one should not rely on this unblech alone to allow one to rent. It could be, according to the Chazon Ish, one could think about this on his own. According to the Chazon Ish's svar that we mentioned before about being bolei the chomer, it could be al pida Chazon Ish. It could be a more of a kula for this Kneir Blech. One could think about that on his own, but the Mishnah, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it seems like one would not have a heter on this. And the last thing is to do a nesin l'chatchil inside of an oven would be major problems of mechzik and mevashel, as we can understand. Cooking inside of oven would never be mutter. It could be that if it was under Yad Saletis Bo, then there's maybe what to talk about. But and so long as it's more Yad Saletis Bo, for sure, putting inside of an oven at all times is a major problem of mechzik and mevashel, and therefore it is usher. And therefore, just to review, to have the ways that one could warm up a kugel, anything that's a davar yavish, mavushal kol tzarcha on Shabbos, one could put on top of a kedera malaya, on top of a pot that is cooking with food inside of it. One can also, according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman Aruch, flip over a pan and put it onto a blech on Shabbos. One, according to many poskim, could put directly on a plata chashmalit on Shabbos, on a hot plate. According to Shlomo Zalman Orbach, it's tov lahachmer to also flip over the pan and do it that way by a plata. Not to use the unblech, not to use crockpots, and not to use ovens at all to warm up food on Shabbos. That is one thing I've not found the heter for people who are someone to put things inside of an oven on Shabbos. That is major problems of mechzik and mevashel. I don't see a heter for doing such a thing. And the last thing was the heter of Rasalovechik to rely on the shita of the Ran and the shita of the Gra for things that were put on the fire before Shabbos and left over there. Then one could have a heter of putting on other things to warm up food the next day since it was on the fire as Shabbos came in. And we saw most posting though did not hold of that heter either. That is the sugyas of Reishon and Gimel, Shehiyah, Chazara, and the Sinu L'Chatchila. Ad Kan, Dulatz of Chazara.